Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Hello and welcome. This is Radio X with Radiator X, our special international format, produced in cooperation with Radia.fm Art Radio Network. Today proudly presenting Radio Ecologies Lost in Transmission by Kate Donovan and Gabi Schaffner, a double feature exploring the radio of the future. Can we read the signals of our ecosphere? What if a reed turns out to be an antenna? Find out more at www.dacharadio.de. For more information about this show, go to www.gunst.info/radiator and to www.radia.fm. And now, enjoy.
Sie sagen, dass der Erdkern blubberte und rülpste, um ein Ei freizusetzen. Und dass dieses harte, zarte Ei zerbrach. Um einen Wurm freizusetzen.
Einen Doppelwurm aus zwei ineinander verschlungenen Würmern.
Um ihn herausschlüpfen zu lassen. Um unter der Erde zu gehen, um sich durch alle Elemente und durch den Äther zu zerstreuen.
Um sich
einzuwühlen und gleichzeitig wieder aufzutauchen. Thank you. Doch die Sonne und die Felsen und die Sterne wissen, dass es auch schon davor Radio gab. Und der Atommüll neben anderen Dingen wird noch unserem Meer als menschlichen Nachfahren davon kunden. Dass Radio dann immer noch ist, selbst dann.
was wondering about the idea of an expedition.
That's why we are here.
Well, I was thinking, actually, I couldn't help thinking about colonialism.
Yes.
This way of, like, moving into the unknown.
Well, it's exciting.
It's the excitement of an expedition. Is it a way of claiming something? I mean, is it, if it's a way of finding something new, you know, to name it, to claim it kind of thing? I wondered, like, how can you decolonize an expedition?
Maybe by sensing, receiving the signals.
It's getting deeper now.
Yes. How do you feel about this expedition and receiving the world outside or the world surrounding us?
I would like to keep my senses open and keep my perceptions open. And I'm also interested in exploring the peripheries of what it's hard to sense. So what I mean there is the radiophonic peripheries of this radio ecosystem that we've set up here.
Shall we move a bit further, maybe, into the unknown?
Yes. We'll see what happens with this potential disruption here. In between, we're coming towards some reeds, because then there is going to be this sort of natural diffuser, let's say, of frequencies in between us.
Do you think they catch our frequencies and change it?
I think they diffuse them.
Like perfume.
Maybe. Or maybe it works the other way and they work more like transducers rather than diffusers. And maybe from trying to transmit or communicate from here, maybe the reeds will extend that transmission even further.
So you would think of the reeds as antennas?
Antennas?
Do you read me?
Loud and clear. So, if these reeds were antenna, do you think they transmit in the night different from the day? And do you think they would draw their frequencies out of the roots locked in the mud?
Well, maybe they're transmitting the sounds of our footsteps.
The echoes.
Because we're connected to the reeds right now when we have our feet in the mud.
There are many stories and folk tales about ghosts living in the reeds.
Do you sense any spirited action?
Maybe if we just stand and listen?
The base station.
Maybe it was the reeds that are interfering.
Hey, look. Look. There's something. It's gone.
I don't know if I saw it, but I think I could somehow
sense it?
Somehow.
Is that a creature? Thing there with the
greenish
with an eye
looking at me.
Have a look. You know I'm
afraid, Donovan.
Don't be afraid.
I got entangled.
Donovan, what did you see in the reeds? I saw something that I think I recognize. It's a very special kind of creature. I think I need a magnifying glass for this because I need to be sure.
Take my spectacles.
I can try. Oh. Well, oh my God. Well, the tricky thing is now the sun has gone a little bit. It's not quite so active, this creature. It's a creature that kind of eats light. It's a photosynthesizing creature.
What colored?
It was very green. It was very, very green.
And it had an eye.
It didn't have eyes. This was not the creature that we initially saw. This one is extremely small. And I thought that I saw the shape.
The special thing about this creature is that it eats the photosynthesizing part of algae, but not enough to kill those parts, so the parts still survive. And then it takes them and uses them to gain its own energy source.
Why is it green?
Have you ever asked a plant or a flower why they are the color that they are?
Often.
What kind of answer did you get?
It was a different language.
Did you have to sense this language?
In a way, I sensed it because it spoke to, not to my eyes, but to my skin. So sometimes there was a blue touch to the hairs on my arm.
Can I ask, is it only the hairs on your arms that respond to these colors?
This is a private question.
Aha.
Let us look at the mud.
Are you thinking at all?
No, I'm sensing.
I think I'm thinking. I think I'm thinking.
Thinking can be like dreaming.
Can you tell me what kind of movements you see there in the dark?
I see new creatures
are coming up from the mud and they raise to the surface slowly because the movements underwater are slower than in our time.
Do you think that we are disrupting an ecosystem here?
Well, it's a fairly big ecosystem, and I don't know about disruption because we are part of that ecosystem.
The good thing about disruption is that when one thing gets disrupted, another thing is enabled.
True. I read you, Donovan.
The sun is slowly going further down, and the body of water here is slowly darkening. And this means that some other things are coming to the fore. Some things that we might not normally notice in direct sunlight. I can see glimmering.
For example,
threads of light.
In the radio ecosystem.
Light is just a thread holding the planets together.
Maybe radio waves are a thread holding
our dreams
together. The good thing is I'm not thinking anymore.
Where are you?
Do you read me?
I lost sight of you.
I lost her. We gotta stop the transmission. Stop. End of transmission.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.